Wow. What I want to say to you this morning, there's going to be about three simple things. But first of all, I cannot express my gratitude and my thankful heart. For the three ladies who have shared here this morning. If we're honest, every single one of us has walked through something, is walking through something, or will walk through something. And quite honestly, a lot of the time when we walk into churches, we walk in and the carpet is kind of bumpy. And that's because we are told to just pick stuff up and put it under there. It is a new generation. It is a new time. And there is help. Jesus has always, always been there. And I am so thankful that in this time of understanding and being able to turn to Christ and be okay with talking about it in church, I'm so thankful. Because people are being healed. They are recovering. They're being restored. But ladies, may the Lord bless you and use you in mighty, mighty ways. Because of you going to Him, come to me, all who are weary and burdened. Because of you going to Him and allowing Him to change you, to transform you, to heal you, and to help you recover, you are going to be involved in the transformation of many people's lives. So can we just thank them again for their bravery? I just want to say to you that video I chose from our Celebrate Recovery program out of many because it actually impacts my life in a huge way. And I did not realize how it impacted my life until the first time I saw it. Number one, because I'm involved with children in ministry, people in ministry. And number two, because of the stuff that I had to carry around as a child myself. And I, too, going through the CR step study, was able to have revealed to me some things that I still carried and was burdened by and have been freed from. And that was my parents' divorce, their alcoholic behaviors, their affairs. And God has healed me because I've been able to realize that I don't have to carry that backpack that I had as a child with me. Because Christ has taken it off for me. So I just want to say to you this morning that if you are carrying around somebody else's stuff, it's okay to give it to Jesus. I'm not saying it's going to be over in a moment, and I'm not saying that it's going to be easy, because the road to recovery and healing can take time. But it is so worth it, because as you have said, there is joy in the morning. There is such hope in being restored by Jesus. Our children today carry backpacks. And when I see the size of the backpacks that they're taking to school and the books and the stuff that they carry in them, I say, what are we doing? Number one, the chiropractors are very happy because they're going to be having a lot of clients in the future. But the sad thing is, it reminds me of the burdens that we're placing upon our children. There is so much stuff that is going on in the playground, at school, in the classrooms today. There is a lot of stuff kids are having to carry around. And that burdens my heart, because these kids, if we are not there for them now to listen to them, to pray with them, to give them God's word, to help them memorize it and to understand their identity in Jesus Christ, they will be in Celebrate Recovery, Grief Share, Divorce Care, and the list goes on. It is our responsibility, church, to rise up and make sure these kids are safe. And in saying that, I want to just shout out how thankful I am that this church is a safe place. That the churches in this community are safe places. That we have programs offered to our children and our teens, our youth, where they can come and be themselves and open their hearts so that they can be changed and transformed. because it's when we allow things to be packed in and packed in and packed in and we have no safe place to go that those hurts really, really start to just stick to our hearts. There are incredible teachers, I will say this as well, in our public school system. I am grateful for our Christian teachers who so bravely walk into our schools today. I was involved in teaching, it's some 18 years ago now, and I taught in a behavioral class for 9 years. Those behavioral classes are very different today than they were 18 years ago. The problems of today are so much greater. So thank you, a shout out to those who are educators in this room who so bravely walk in with your faith and make it known in the classrooms. Today I want you to be able to leave with three things on your hearts. The first one is you must submit yourself to Christ. You must admit first that you have your problem, that you have a need for recovery, that you have something that you're dealing with, and then you need to submit yourself to Christ. And the third thing is that you need to go to Him. So let me just break these down for you briefly. It does take courage. It takes trust. It takes honesty, not only in God, but in the people around you, to go through the recovery process. I think if you talk to these three ladies today or anybody else who is healing or recovering, it takes a family, it takes a community to be able to heal and to recover well. Admitting that we are hurting or grieving or caught up in some sort of sin or burden, compulsive behavior, is the first step to recovery and healing. We need to admit that we cannot do things on our own, and we need to understand that there are going to be feelings of shame. We're going to feel that we are blamed for things we haven't done. There's going to be a process of confession that is needed. And you might say to me, Kathy, I'm grieving. Why do I need to confess that? Well, can I tell you, when we lost 9 family members in 4 years, from the age of 5 weeks to 90 years old, I needed to sit down and say, I am hurting. God, I don't get this. What is going on? And I will say to you that for me, as a pastor, it's hard. It's hard to admit that you're walking through stuff because people may look at you differently. But I too walked into CR. And I not only became the umbrella of that program, but I became a recipient of God's grace, healing, and recovery. We are powerless, literally powerless, to do these things on our own. Although non-Christians come, pre-Christians, come into these programs, they leave knowing Jesus, many of them, being restored. We cannot do it without Christ. He loves you. He knows you better than anybody else does. In this verse in James 5 and 16, therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Confess, submit, go to each other. By submitting yourself to Christ, you are giving Him permission to help you in the recovery process. You're allowing yourself to trust in Him, to have that sense of hope, to have an understanding that tomorrow can be better and it will be better. As I said, it's not easy. It takes courage and it takes work. But when we admit and submit and turn our lives over to the care of our Creator, the most gracious Father there has ever been and will ever be, we can be restored. In his timing, and in His ways. Philippians 2 and 13 says this, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill His good purpose. Ladies, I know, as I've said to you before, that God has a purpose for you to help restore the brokenhearted. It is a choice that we make as well to submit, God does not force us. The Holy Spirit is a gentleman, and he waits for us to come. That choice to say, I want help, I want to heal, I want to be set free from my grief, from my sin, from my shame, from whatever it is a choice. Anyone who has ever been involved in recovery or healing process knows that it can be exhausting, but we can trust in our Heavenly Father that he will give us the strength, the courage to move on each and every day. So then what? Go to him. Literally, go to him. And I think it was Cheryl that mentioned you need those quiet times. You need to be in the Word. You need to be praising him. You need to be saying to him, God, I am so angry right now. He understands. Because that anger one day is going to turn to, you are the best God ever. And although I may not see today, one day I'll understand. So go to him. Spend time in his presence with his Spirit. Read scripture. Memorize it. Sing, dance, whatever it is you have to do in his presence. Sit by the water and listen to the waves. But let his Spirit heal you. We've read this, Matthew 11, 28 to 30. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and the burden is light. So in that scripture, why a symbol of perhaps such hard work to find a picture of rest? Well, years ago, farmers used to tie or fasten their oxen together, and the yoke represented labor, submission, and service to whoever was in authority. Yokes can be very, very brutal. They can be oppressive when the one that is overseeing is cruel and harsh. The commands that are from the Lord, may I say this, are not burdensome. The Lord is there to carry the weight, to lighten the burden, to give the rest and rejuvenation that you require in your recovery or healing process. So go to him. For even when the work of recovery will be hard, it will be difficult, sometimes frustrating, and sometimes filled with tears, he is there. And he loves you so deeply. He knows each hair on your head. He knows your name. And he has called you his own. Admit to God, submit to him, and go to him. Be a part of a healthy community in Christ-centered recovery programs where you will receive support, love, grace, forgiveness, and godly correction when needed. Whether your problem is anger, road rage, grief, lies, resentment, cheating by looking at the Bible memory verse while we're trying to say it, drugs, marriage problems, bullying, abuse, being judgmental in spirit, whatever the problem is, God has got it. Man, I wouldn't want to wear his backpack. We think ours is heavy, but he lightens that burden. Whatever is holding you back from experiencing a full life of peace and joy, may I say this to you this morning? Church, wake up and trust in him. Pull back the carpet, take the lumps out, and live freely in the recovery and healing that Jesus Christ offers. We don't need to hide. And we don't need to have shame. This is not a depressing message this morning. This is a message of freedom in Jesus. Right? Whatever it is, guys, may the Lord truly bless you through your time of recovery. I speak from experience. because I too celebrate recovery from emotional and physical abuse as a child. I'm a work in progress. God continues to heal my heart for the ones that we have lost. But every day is new because I choose to believe that my Lord and Savior loves me deeply, that my God is in the recovery and healing business, and that I have friends and family around me to support me in this process. I'm a child of God who is grateful for my Savior's forgiveness, salvation, and that there is a hope for each and every day. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your Son Jesus, for his death on the cross, where he took all of our shame, all of our sins, all of our pain. There is nothing that Jesus does not know, that he has not gone through, that we will go through. I thank you for that. I thank you, Lord, even for the times that I have been through, that these three women have been through, so that they could be bold enough and courageous enough to share with others. God, I know you are in the healing and recovery business, and you are so gracious and so patient. Your love is endless, and your compassion goes deep. So right now, Lord, I pray for those who are present here today, that if there's anything in their hearts or their souls that is hidden, they think, hidden from you, Lord, may they understand it's not hidden. May they be courageous enough to step out in faith and trust you with whatever it is. God, may they just lift it up to you right now. God, you hear the prayers. You know your people. And you are faithful. So, Lord, I pray whatever the circumstance or situation is for our people today, for your children today, Jesus, that you would reveal it through your Spirit. And, God, that you would heal, that you would restore, that you would have recovery as just something so beautiful, not something to be feared, but something to be held onto and rejoiced over and in. Be amongst your people today, your children, and start the healing process for them. We love you, Lord, and we praise you. And ask now that you touch the hearts of your children in miraculous ways. Amen.